This is the time of year where we hear a lot of people telling us things that will happen in the months ahead. And maybe the magic of the number 2020 adds something special this time around. It surely does in the world of politics, as this is a presidential year and promises to be a contest for the ages. You can find plenty of voices out there predicting the outcome. But the truth is, no one knows, and no one can know what will happen between now and November. Joining us with a few reasons to be skeptical is NPR's senior Washington correspondent, Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Elsa.
So can you tell us about some of the past predictions that were made during previous presidential elections and how those predictions panned out?
Let's just look back to 2016. When we were popping the champagne corks 4 years ago, people were talking about the first woman president, Hillary Clinton.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions
of the
forecast.
Could
you can look
we
at.
Be so, seeing our first true landslide in a long time?
She wound up, of course, losing to Donald Trump, who at that point was still seen as something of a novelty act, even laughable to many people.
This time, it's for real. Donald Trump is running for president.
Get your popcorn, folks. This is going to be the part of the campaign that people are going to look and go, what are we doing?
If you go back 4 years before that, we now look back on 2012 and think, well, Obama was easily reelected, but not so.
Whether it's his overall job approval rating or his stewardship of the economy, President Obama today faced the worst polling numbers of his presidency.
His poll number at one point in 2011 was 42%. And even into the fall campaign, the Romney campaign, Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee that year, they were quite confident and they didn't even write a concession speech for election night.
But aren't most presidents right around the same place in the polls at this phase in the election cycle?
Most of the presidents back to Richard Nixon have been in the lower 50s. So Nixon was at 50% approval. Uh-huh. He would go on to 60% of the vote in November of 1972 and win 49 states. Jimmy Carter was actually at 54% approval in that corresponding December, the same 54% for Ronald Reagan. But Jimmy Carter would be ousted the following year, and Ronald Reagan would go on to win 49 states.
It is Ronald Reagan country tonight in this presidential contest. The people who work with him are already talking about a mandate.
So, yes, most presidents are right around in that low 50s range, but some of them go straight up from there and others go straight down.
Well, what seems to make the difference between the ones that go straight up and the ones that go straight down?
It's events. It's the things that happen, some of which are within presidential control, and we've seen presidents have a very strong reelection year in terms of events, Richard Nixon in 1972, and other times it's things beyond a president's control. The economy goes south, or the economy just doesn't recover from a recession as fast as the president expected it to. Uh-huh. Those things can pull a president down.
So if we're looking at events that the president can't control, are there lessons to be learned?
The state of the economy seems to be number one, including the direction of the state of the economy, not the numbers at a particular moment, but how people feel things are moving.
You stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Also the state of world affairs, and particularly the security that American voters feel in the world. Is that getting better or getting worse? It's not even necessarily a question of whether the news at a particular moment is good or bad. It's what people see in the near future and the intermediate future as the relative standing of the U.S. in the world and their own security.
You mean that people can see that things will improve even if the relative place they're in is still a difficult time? That is good for the incumbent president.
Even in wartime, an improving war report can be good for a president, whereas a deteriorating situation in the world or an impending conflict in the world can be fatal.
That is NPR senior Washington correspondent Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Elsa.